It's a little before noon, and I'm sitting in an unmanned aircraft systems class at Terry Parker High School, when I get an unexpected invitation from the course instructor, Tony Delacrosse.
You can't get away with this. You have to fly it.
He's referring to the AR quadricopter drone sitting in the middle of the classroom. It's controlled by an iPad, and it's a lot more difficult than it looks.
That was me.
The last time I met with Delacrosse, he was still prepping for the course, part of Duval County's newly launched dual enrollment program with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. The partnership between the university and the district's JORTC program began in January with 15 Embry-Riddle adjunct professors and about 1,200 high school juniors and seniors. It's been about a month now, and the students don't seem to be having nearly as much trouble maneuvering the pizza box-sized drone as I did. 17-year-old Trace Whitecotton explains.
To calculate the height that it is up above, so I can lift it.
Next month, students in the course will begin to develop an unmanned aircraft of their own. Gail Cullum is director of the Embry-Riddle program in Duval County.
It's actually how it works in the aerospace world, where they look at a request for proposal, and then they come up in teams with their own designs and their own ideas, and they completely design this unmanned aircraft.
The student teams will go on to compete nationally in the Real World Design Challenge for a chance at $50,000 in scholarships. It's not the kind of program that 17-year-old Jose Munez envisioned for himself.
I thought my grades were going to be too low. My GPA isn't that great for all the other dual enrollment classes.
Or fellow classmate Deja Thompson.
I just had my mind set on either military or nurse. But, you know, it wasn't because I wanted to be here. I was just focusing on trying to survive in life, period.
Thompson took to the iPad that morning to man the drone.
Well done. That was better than the last time, I think, wasn't it?
Most of the people they let in are, you know, real, real smart. And, you know, I just didn't think that I was just qualified to be in.
But that's precisely the point, says the program's coordinators. The program doesn't have a minimum GPA requirement, which opens the doors for more students to a STEM-based industry looking for many more workers. Larry Rogers is the district's executive director of special programs at JRRTC.
They're excited about the opportunities about drones and maybe becoming engineers. I mean, we're even talking about changing majors now because of this program. We have children who want to walk the campus of Embry-Riddle who never wanted to do that before.
Come next fall, at least one of those students will be walking Embry-Riddle campus as a college freshman. 17-year-old Jonathan Bracken was accepted to the university in December. Through the dual enrollment program, he'll receive a $2,000 a year scholarship.
I've wanted to fly since I was 4 or 5. Whenever I would look up in the sky every single time that I would see a plane or helicopter, my mom just said that my eyes would light up.
Meanwhile, Munez, who's a junior this year, plans to stick in the field too.
All about this UAV stuff. It's not what I expected. It's a lot more complicated, but it's not too bad.
He says he plans to become an unmanned aerial vehicle pilot someday, a gig that could eventually earn him 6 figures.
In the long run, like over $200,000 a year, that's pretty great.
For now, the sky's the limit. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.